You are listening to the Critical Mass Radio Show, Orange County's business talk show, focused on exploring topics of interest to CEOs who are leading middle market companies, with your host, Richard Franzi.
Hello, and welcome to Orange County's longest running business talk show. And yes, I am your host, Rick Franzi. And boy, do we have a good show planned for you today. Why do you ask? Because Lexi Kaz is our guest. She's a founder and the CEO of her own company, AK Infinite. Lexi, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rick. Excited to be here.
So let's get into it. As a founder, what was your original inspiration or maybe the motivation for you to start your firm?
Yeah. Well, I know we spoke a little bit about this, you know, before the show, and I think it really started. It started, if I'm going all the way back, with my aunt and I. She introduced me to eBay when I was, I don't know, 5, 6 years old. And I had these old Lego people, you know, like Lego minifigures of yeah, Star Wars, Batman. And one day I listed them on eBay. It was like 99 cents for these, I think it was Batman and Catwoman. And I did 99 cents for both of them, and I had no idea that they would induce a bidding war because I guess they were collectible. And so I put them on for 99 cents, and then I saw the bids go up, and it ended up being like $32. And for me, that was like the most money I'd ever seen as, I don't know, I must have been like 6 and 5. I don't know what age I was, but I was so young. And I knew then and there I wanted to learn how to sell things. And so it started back then with, you know, selling anything from going to garage sales and flea markets and flipping old iPhones or buying a vintage sweater and selling it online for more. But it all started there, I'd say, my original entrepreneurship journey. And then it evolved as I grew older. But throughout high school, my time was centered around selling things online because I was busy playing soccer, because that was why I was going to university. I was recruited to play soccer in University of San Diego, and I ended up going to school there, but it was right during COVID. And so, you know, as most of the world experienced as well, I was in Zoom school. I was online 24/7, and I grew unhappy with the environment that I was in. And so I ended up taking a leave of absence from school or doing a gap year. That's how I envisioned it. Mm-hmm. And that's when my, you know, to answer, long-winded answer, that's when AK Infinite really was born, because I took a break from my 24/7 soccer career. And of course I was still selling Legos and, you know, things on eBay, but my full-fledged business started from when I gave myself permission to take a break from school and focus on how can I explore the world of entrepreneurship deeper?
That is so interesting. Tell me a little bit more about your aunt. Is she an entrepreneur? Why would she show you eBay in the first place?
Yeah, good question. Yeah, no, she is. She has had her own painting business for, I want to say, 20 plus years. And so, I mean, she's always been in construction, but she's also always sold eBay as well. And her whole family has too. And so, I think one day she just wanted to start teaching me, and she didn't have any kids of her own, but you know, I'm like her kid. And so I believe she wanted to share with me how you can make money from things that are just lying around your house. And I feel like it taught me a very valuable skill at a young age of, if I need to come up with cash or ways to pay for things or earn extra money, which is what I did all through middle school, high school, I could do it by just taking an extra look around my closet. So that's how that kind of started there.
Well, she did you a heck of a service. Probably didn't even know really what she was doing at the time. The unintended consequence, huh? That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. I dropped my pen, so I got to pick up another pencil so I can take notes while you're talking. What have you learned since you launched AK Infinite? Any pivots to the business, changes to the model? Talk to us about the evolution of the firm.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, 100%. Many changes have surfaced, I would say. I mean, it started from when I left school, and I really just went online one day and looked up ways to make money online. I'm pretty sure that's how it started. And then I went more niche and more specific. Yeah, it was very general. And then I found a course that teaches you how to start your own agency. And so the course taught me how to get into marketing of all sorts, like SEO or lead generation services, PR, which is what I focus on now. But at first it was a handful. And I tried learning all of them, but I quickly realized that it was kind of a recipe for disaster if my focus was on like four different offers when I knew that I needed to get good at one thing first. And so that's how AK Infinite was born, was from a course, but then it evolved, like, you know, your question of it first was like three different offerings, and then it became just PR, and then I expanded and met other individuals who opened doors for me to meet with other publishers and get in other outlets. And so yeah, I would say if I'm not continuing to evolve, then there's an issue. At least that's how I view it, you know. But I would definitely say that it has evolved, you know, every year and every month with new ways that I can make the business better.
So in your age cohort, do you have peers who are as entrepreneurial as you growing up? Did you have friends who were that way as well?
That's a good question. I mean, I know I said my aunt, but my mom is also an entrepreneur, and I'd say my sister is too. So I feel like I've come from an entrepreneurial family.
Right.
But in terms of friends, I think after I started AK Infinite, it definitely started some conversations, because I started it at 19. And so I think when most of my peers were in school or playing soccer, because those were really my friend groups, like, you know, my club soccer teammates who I was so close with were also experiencing some challenges with COVID. And, you know, I related to them so much of, we just woke up trained and did Zoom school, or some were in person, some weren't. But I would say I had kind of two groups of friends from school and friends from soccer. But it wasn't until, you know, I would be graduating now, because it's been almost 3 years since I started. And as I think others have seen, that I've been able to go down a different path than them, but still to me, success is, I view success differently versus getting just a degree. Where while I do see that as extremely successful, I think there's other ways to also be successful, is what I'm saying. And so I think when we were just in high school, that was it was very narrow-minded of go to school and graduate, because that's how we were trained to see success. But then I think as over the years have evolved, some of my peers have seen, wow, like, you've been able to do your own thing, and it was very different than what you were going to do, because I was playing soccer and wanted to get my degree. And so I think that hopefully it has shown some other people that they can also be an entrepreneur, even if it wasn't their original plan.
Yeah, no, I think that's true. So let's talk about AK Infinite. Start with the name, and then tell us, you know, what problem are you solving? Who are you helping? And why are clients trusting and choosing you?
Mm-hmm. So the name, AK, is my initials, Alexia Kaz. Lexi is my nickname. And Infinite comes from, I actually have a tattoo that's an infinity arrow. And when I was getting recruited, I was a freshman in high school, sophomore. So very young, and I felt a lot of pressure, not from really anyone but myself, I would say, of like, I need to make the right decision, which is crazy to think back of, how am I supposed to know, you know, what the right decision is at 14, 15 of how I want to spend my college years. But anyways, I ended up finding this infinity arrow during one of my recruiting trips. Just like on, I don't know where it was, maybe it was on a piece of paper nearby, or I was reading something. I just felt a connection to that piece, and like of artwork. I think that's what it was. And looking back, it just made me, I felt connected to it, because I felt like I had infinite potential in myself if I tapped into it. And so that's how I came up with the name for AK Infinite, where we have infinite potential. I feel all of us do. It's our responsibility to tap into it. And So I feel the same towards business, towards, you know, when I was playing soccer, towards my relationships. So that's where the name stemmed from. But then in terms of our services or who do we help, I would say, or I would start with anyone who, I always like to start with this example of if you've ever bought anything from Amazon, what's the first thing that you do? I know the first thing I do is look at the reviews of a product I might be buying, because I value what other people are saying about the product. I value other people validating, you know, if this granola bar that I want to buy is good, or, you know, if it was kind of a small portion or whatever other people are saying, I value that third party validation. And that's really what AK Infinite does, is we get other companies validated in Yahoo Finance and Business Insider. We offer that social proof, that third party validation. And so anybody who has their own business needs that social proof, in my opinion, because you need to care about what other people are saying about you. And so, you know, we the main person that we help, I would say, is business consultants, anybody who has, you know, a service or a product. We really can help almost anyone, but I would say that the majority of our clients are consultants or agencies in some form.
Interesting. Very articulate and well explained. Thank you for taking us on that journey. I appreciate it. As a founder, there are a lot of long days. I'm just wondering, have you ever felt alone or isolated as you're scaling and launching your firm?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, my answer, I feel like I would be lying if I said no. I think that when I was playing soccer, at least during COVID, I recognized that feeling, maybe for one of the first times in my life, of I feel sometimes, you know, like I'm going through this alone. Or I know it was also my first time away from home, so that could play a factor. But in terms of entrepreneurship, it can be lonely, I would say. But, you know, looking back at almost 3 years now since I started, I now have nearly 11 independent contractors that I work with each month. And so I, you know, I feel like I've built a family, a community with AK Infinite, that when it was the beginning, it was just me. And so I think I have extra gratitude towards that, because it was just me at the beginning. And, you know, I do have a special place in my heart for the journey that I've gone through, because of, you know, how it was just me, and then it evolved, and I met other people and I added them to the team. And now I do feel like I have a team and community.
Yes, that's great that you have 11 clients. That's a good number. I don't know how big you want to make it. We're going to talk about that in a couple minutes, but let's turn our focus a little bit to artificial intelligence, Lexi. So from your perspective, how do you see it impacting your firm or your industry and the help that you have for your consultants? And are you leveraging it today or planning to in the future in your firm?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I am a fan of AI. I think that it's been in our lives before we realized it, or before I even realized it, you know, with Siri or Alexa. But I am a big fan of AI and automation, because it allows at least myself to scale and take things off my mental plate, so that I can focus on what I feel I'm best at or where I want to put my energy. And so I'm grateful for AI in that sense. I think it's exciting if, you know, you put your energy towards it in a good way. And I'm excited for, yeah, how we can continue to use it. And we are using it, you know, in our business as well, like I mentioned, with automations and just to make things smoother and to do deeper market research, because there's great tools now for that. So yeah, I do feel that we'll continue to use it, because I know it won't stop evolving.
And evolving quickly. It feels like, you know, about a year ago, maybe a little bit over a year ago, 13, 14 months, ChatGPT hit the zeitgeist and everybody starts talking about AI, and it has certainly evolved quickly in that span of time and continues. You know, I'm wondering if you look back on a piece of advice, maybe a business advice, something that somebody gave you that you carry with you that's helpful, foundational for you as an entrepreneur. Is there something you can share with our audience?
Yeah, I think there's two that really stuck out to me. I think one of them was, I will butcher it, like I told you, because my mom says it best, and my great grandfather would tell my mom, and my mom always tells me this, but it's along the lines of, you need to try like 5 new things a year, and if one of them sticks, then you've learned, you know, one new skill that you can obtain for the rest of your life. And it's again, yeah, felt like I didn't land that like 100% accurately, but my point, the gist of it was, you need to try new things and not be afraid to fail. Because if, let's say, you know, maybe some people might view that as, oh, well, you failed at 4 things. But the latter is, as an entrepreneur, you're going to fail. And so focusing on the one that stuck as a new skill. So I think that one, you know, as my great grandfather says it best, and my mom does too, has always been a great piece of advice for me. And then I think the second one is, one of my good friends always says that, or he actually introduced to me the book Extreme Ownership. Mm. And so when I read that and listened to that book, I feel like it really changed my life in terms of the responsibility I was giving away to, I was giving to other people, or letting other people have, versus that was too much power I was giving them, versus I need to take ownership over my own life. Like, for example, if I was frustrated over this wasn't getting done, or we weren't doing this, or people that I hired weren't doing this the right way. And I should have looked at myself first on how can I improve the situation and take ownership over it. So I feel like those two have been great North Stars of advice for me.
That's interesting that, thank you for sharing both of those perspectives. I wrote them each one down. I'm wondering, in your hiring, is there a certain type of individual that you're hiring? Is there someone that you're looking for that brings to the team skills that you need? How are you going through that process as mm-hmm. you're building your firm?
Yeah, I think I've learned through experience that so far for me, communication is the number one important team quality, team member quality that I look for, teammate quality. As I mean, I view them as my teammates because I have 11 of them. So that's essentially a starting, you know, 11 of individuals for a soccer team. And so they're my teammates as I view them. And I feel that communication is the number one thing. If you're frustrated with me, or if you have ideas on making this better, or you want to improve this, or you feel like we can write better copy, I want to know all of that, because communication, I feel, is the most important aspect of growing a team. And I also think extreme ownership, now I'm able to spot it quicker, or hopefully build a culture of that being the most important aspect, or the second most, or I'd say they're tied in that sense, because you need to have communication and extreme ownership to be a great team member.
Culture is such an important part of any company, and I'm so happy to hear you're focused on it, because you're at the right time to build the culture that you want the company to ultimately have. And as the entrepreneur, it's your responsibility for setting that culture, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the future, Lexi. I'll have mm-hmm. you back on the show at some point. What's going to be different about AK Infinite in the future? Where are you taking the firm?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's something I'm continuing to think about, and I feel is important to have those goals and visions. And I do want to, you know, continue expanding our client base, because recently we've added a monthly service where we'll get you pitched and placed in earned media outlets versus, you know, something that's a paid, for example, press release. And I think I've really enjoyed seeing how clients have liked that and appreciated the placements they're getting, because it's in alignment with real world questions. Like, journalists are reaching out to us, asking us questions that they're writing about, because the world is always changing. There's always news happening. And so I've enjoyed staying up to date in those trends, I would say. And I think, you know, the last piece of that answer is, I want to be able to help as many college athletes as I can. Mm. I know that's a little, you know, kind of unrelated, but I think that I was a college athlete, and I recognize a lot of similarities with the discipline you need to have as a college athlete and as an entrepreneur. And so I know I promised myself after leaving school, because of how unhappy I was in that environment of COVID and the unfortunate circumstances, I wanted to be able to make a difference in the college athlete culture. And so I want to continue to drive AKInfinite towards helping other college athlete business owners.
Oh, so that's a very specific niche, college athlete business owners. Yes. And that's exciting. I share your belief that there are qualities that athletes have that entrepreneurs must have to survive.
Totally.
Discipline, persistence, positive attitude. There's probably many more that you can think of that I did not list. But yes, I think learning at an early age that you can't always succeed, that you have to keep trying, is a powerful lesson. And competition can be very healthy. So this is exciting. You've come a long, it feels like you've come a long way in a short amount of time, and you are betting on yourself, which is a fantastic thing for an entrepreneur to do. If someone would like to connect with you on LinkedIn or learn more about your firm, where do you, how do they do that? How do they find you?
Yeah. So my LinkedIn is just my name, Lexi Kaz, and you can email me at lexi@akinfinite.com. as well as our website, www.akinfinite.com. It's recently revamped, so I'm excited to share that. And yeah, I would say I'm pretty active on LinkedIn to connect.
Well, thank you for being our guest today. I really appreciate the referral from Bill. This has been great to have you on the program and learn more about you and your firm. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'd like to thank the audience. You've just been a part of Orange County's longest running business talk show. Lexi's show now joins our archive of over 1,400 interviews that we've done. If you're an Orange County entrepreneur or you're an executive director of a nonprofit and you would like to share your story on our platform, then either reach out to me. I'm Rick Franzi, R-I-C-F-R-A-N-Z-I on LinkedIn. Coincidentally, that's our company's website as well, rickfranzi.com. And either Haley Stern, our producer, or I will be glad to talk with you about being a future guest on the show. And until we all have a chance to be back together, I hope all of your business decisions will move your company in a positive direction.